It's time now for StoryCorps Griot, recording Black Americans from across the country. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project, and today we hear from Clayton Hall. In 1975, Hall enrolled at Virginia Military Academy, or VMI. He was one of just a few Black students in his class. When Hall came to StoryCorps with his daughter Brianna, he remembered his first day at the Southern Military College.
Everybody comes in the gym, and all the parents are there, and everybody's hugging each other and saying goodbye. But when all the parents leave, it goes crazy. The guys start yelling at you. You got to get in line. You got to go get a haircut. I mean, it's yelling and screaming. It's like a boot camp. And that first day is definitely a culture shock.
How did you feel about your roommates? Were they all of different racial backgrounds?
Yeah, all my roommates were white. A lot of guys, their dads and grandfathers went to VMI. And being the big Southern Military Institute, during the Confederate times, those cadets fought for the South. And they had this big thing called the Battle of New Market. So every year, it's a tradition for cadets to ride up to this place called New Market and have a parade. Being a Black person, being an African American, going to parade on a Confederate battlefield, that's hard to do.
Did you feel a little hypocritical?
Hypocritical is not the word. I felt bad. I felt horrible, but it was nothing I could do. And that brings another thing, too. If you exited the barracks through any one of the exits that had a Confederate general statue, you had to salute. Sometimes you're running late for class, so you couldn't go all the way around. So you had to actually go out of this arch where Stonewall Jackson was standing there. So I had to salute Stonewall Jackson.
Did you want to go home, go to UVA or something like that?
Well, I wanted to go home. Yeah, you're right. I did. But I didn't quit. I was obligated to do the best I could because my parents, your grandparents, had just come out of those sit-ins. They just came out of those marches and trying to get things integrated. So once the integration came, we couldn't just quit. You know, we couldn't go into these places and quit because we didn't like what we had to go through because we fought so hard to get there.
Clayton Hall talking to his daughter Brianna Hall in Richmond, Virginia. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Oakland. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.